From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 13th. Weather-wise today, rain developing this morning and will likely be with us throughout the day today. There's also a possibility of some scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon into tonight, so might want to keep that umbrella handy. We're going to see a high today of 61. Southern Illinois University Carbondale ranks third in the Midwest and first in Illinois in the Military Times 2024 Best for Vets Colleges. University leaders say this recognition reflects SIU's dedication to military members, veterans, and their families. Associate Professor Justin McDaniel directs the Veteran Education Transition Empowerment Research and Advocacy Network at SIU.
In the Veteran Lab, we certainly are passionate about supporting veterans in any way that we can. And as a director of the lab, I try the best I can to get graduate assistants even that are military veterans to get them experience and research in an area that they're likely experienced and passionate about.
Currently, SIU has 575 active duty and veteran students with 365 enrolled through the extended campus for offline and off-campus learning. SIU also is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its Counseling and Psychological Services program. The CAPS anniversary celebration is set for Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Student Health Services Building. It recognizes CAPS as one of the first doctoral-level training sites in the country. A 70s-themed celebration is planned. Participants are encouraged to wear bell bottoms, platform shoes, and other period attire. The event will start with a short presentation, followed by a reception and refreshments. Attendees can bring photos or other small items special to the program's 50 years that will be included in a time capsule. Well, students are invited to share their input on Thursday about a new bill that lawmakers and advocates say would make going to college in Illinois more affordable. WBEZ's Lisa Kurian Phillip has more.
The legislation would shift the burden of paying for public higher education from students through tuition and fees to the state. The bill would require an additional $100 million annually over the next 10 years of taxpayer funds. It would also distribute funding to public universities based on the share of historically marginalized students they serve, among other factors. Versions of the bill have been introduced in both chambers of the General Assembly. Legislators invite students to a forum this Thursday at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign to learn about the initiative and provide feedback. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Illinois is facing a $3.2 billion budget deficit in the next fiscal year. That's according to a recent report from the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. Now, Senate Republicans are calling for the governor to work with both parties on the budget. Capital News Illinois reports the projected deficit is due to mainly an increase in spending, while revenue will stay the same. There have also been one-time boosts in revenue over the past few years, which won't be included in the future. Senate Minority Leader John Curran says Republicans want to work with Democrats on a budget that represents all of Illinois.
We are going to have to constrain spending. We're going to have to go line by line. Everything needs to be on the table for that. And that's a process that needs to start early and not something that just comes in May.
Senator L.G. Sims is in charge of budget negotiations for Senate Democrats. He says it's still early in the process, but responsible budgets have prepared the state for an economic downturn.
We'll go back to the table and we'll look at what's working and what's not. And we'll do what's in the best. We'll pass a budget that's balanced. And that's in the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois.
Governor J.B. Pritzker will present his budget to lawmakers in February. Then they will have until the end of May to pass a spending plan for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The Salvation Army is in need of volunteer bell ringers to support their Red Kettle campaign in southern Illinois. The organization says just 2 hours of bell ringing at stores like Walmart, Kroger, or Hobby Lobby can raise enough to feed a family of four for a week. Local Salvation Army officials say community support is what recently allowed 93 families to be served from its Marion Food Pantry. Donations will be collected at Red Kettles from mid-November through Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. College and high school students can earn service hours for manning the kettles. Young people ages 16 to 18 may bell ring with a parent or guardian's permission. Those under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Volunteers can sign up to man kettles in Heron, Carbondale, and Centralia at registertoring.com. And the American Red Cross is asking blood donors to help save lives and donate blood or platelets during the holiday drive that begins on November 18th. Blood donations are especially needed around the holidays. Type O blood is extremely helpful this time of year. You can schedule an appointment to donate blood online at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can also register to donate using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Well, weather-wise, looking for showers to begin and develop across the region this morning. Those rain showers will likely be with us throughout the day. We also could see some thunderstorms developing into the evening hours. Look for high around 61. Possibility of thunderstorms as well as continued rain showers are expected to be with us through midnight. Look for an overnight low tonight of 47. Then tomorrow, call it mostly cloudy. We'll see high around 59. Partly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night with a low of 38. Then return to sunshine on Friday and a high of 61. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.